Blessings and welcome to The Power of Prayer. My name is Daniel Roqueo, and as always, I'm grateful to have you join me. I'm grateful that I get to share this moment of raising our vibration, of expanding our consciousness with you, that you have chosen and that you are choosing to be a conscious participant in the unfolding of your soul, in the growth and expansion of who and what you are. So welcome, welcome, welcome. The focus of this prayer is evoking freedom. Freedom, of course, is not in any way, shape, or form given to us by the world. It does not come from the world, but it is inherent to our nature. It's intrinsic to who and what we are. And so all we have to do, and I'm saying all, simple, it's not always easy, but all we have to do is to tune into it, to tap into it, as it resides right within us. And so in this moment, I invite you to make yourself comfortable. I invite you to put a smile on your face. I invite you to close your eyes, place your hands perhaps in your lap, palms facing upward. And if you feel inspired and compelled to, I invite you to place your thumb and middle finger together as a sign of further or increased receptivity. And so in this moment, this wonderful, beautiful, glorious, magnificent moment, how grateful I am. How grateful I am. How grateful I am. And how good it feels to be in this moment. How good it feels to be in the freedom that is here in this moment. To be in the peace that is here in this moment. To be in the love that is here in this moment. To be in the joy that is here in this moment. How grateful I am that I get to share this moment with you. And so I'm deeply grateful for your willingness to expand your consciousness, to raise your vibration, to be a conscious participant in the expansion of who and what you are, that you're willing to forever allow for greater and grander expressions of who and what you are to emerge, that you're willing to wake up to who and what you are continually. For all of this, I'm grateful, and I give mighty, mighty, mighty thanks. And from this space of being grateful, of being thankful, of being appreciative, I realize and I acknowledge that Spirit is all around us and all within us. That right where you are, there is nothing but God. That you are a unique and perfect emanation of Spirit. That you are a Spirit expressing itself in a beautiful and a magnificent and powerful way, loving way. Of course, Spirit cannot ever diminish itself. It cannot ever contradict itself. It cannot ever go against itself. And so all of the love, all of the peace, all of the joy, all of the harmony, all of the abundance, all of the freedom that Spirit is, you are. You are. God is, you are love. God is, you are abundance. God is, you are health and wholeness. God is free, you are free. And so what this means is that regardless of whatever you're going through, whatever you're growing through, whatever conditions and circumstances you may be finding yourself in, the freedom is right where you are. And I know that as you are a spiritual being, having a human incarnation, where you get to choose your experience, that you have been endowed with a beautiful gift of independent thinking, which allows you in each and every single moment to choose your experience, to choose what you want to think, to choose what you want to see, to choose what you want to seek. And from this moment on, I know that this gift is being activated within you. This attention muscle is now strong. It's vital. It is alive. And you are being inspired and you are being compelled to seek the good everywhere. To seek freedom everywhere. In this moment, you are beginning to exercise mastery over your mind, over your thoughts, continually turning your attention toward what you want, toward what you desire, so that the joy, that the freedom, that the peace, that the love, that the abundance that is inherent within you, that is intrinsic to your nature, that is the truth and essence of your being, may come forth into your experience. Oh my God. In this moment, something wonderful truly is happening. Something really wonderful is happening right where you are. There's such a sweet, sweet, sweet release. Such a sweet, sweet, sweet letting go of that which no longer serves you. Those small and limited thought patterns, point of views, opinions, judgments, perceptions, perspectives, paradigms. Everything that does no longer serve you is now dissolving. It is falling away. It is transmuting itself into the nothingness from which it came, never to return. Something wonderful is happening. Healing is happening right where you are. Freedom is happening right where you are. And of course, we know that freedom is not you getting everything that you want. But freedom is you being in joy, being in love, being in harmony, being in wholeness, being in abundance, regardless of what seems to be on the surface. That is freedom. To stay in a high vibration regardless. To keep your consciousness expanded regardless of conditions, circumstances, places, people, things. This is freedom. And I name you free. I claim freedom for you, fully knowing and feeling that it is God's deepest desire that you are free. Because God is free and you and God are one. You and God are one. So in this moment, you're choosing freedom. In this moment, you're choosing freedom. In this moment, you're choosing freedom. Everything that you need to be free, you have. You're lacking nothing. You're missing nothing. But everything has already been given to you in your consciousness. In your consciousness. Just like the ample apple tree is inherent within the apple seed, so is freedom inherent within you. And through your surrendering, through your releasing and letting go of that which no longer serves you, you're now giving that freedom permission to emerge. You're giving permission to well up from within you. So much freedom. So much freedom. No one can make you think or feel anything unless you give them permission to. No thing can make you think or feel anything unless you give it permission to. And as you're now beginning to exercise, and as you're now beginning to allow for the freedom that is you, and that is right where you are, and that is inherent to your nature, that is the truth and essence of your being, you're taking back the power. You're taking back your mind. You're extricating yourself from any and all conditions and circumstances. You're becoming immune to the world. As long as you stay up here in this high vibration, as long as you stay in this expanded consciousness, which is not really expanded, it's your natural state. It is your natural state to experience this kind of peace, to experience this kind of freedom, to experience this kind of bliss and joy and harmony. And as long as you stay up here, the world cannot move you. The world cannot touch you. I know it and I feel it. I know it and I feel it. You beautiful, beautiful being. You free, free being. This is your soul's calling. This is why you've come here to this planet. To raise your vibration, to expand your consciousness, to wake up. To wake up to who and what you are. To forever allow for greater and grander expressions of that who and what to emerge. To be free. To wake up to freedom. To allow for the freedom that is right where you are. To be the order of your day. To reign supreme in your consciousness, in your mind, in your emotional body, in all your affairs. I know this and I feel this. I know this, I feel this. Right now in this moment, all is well. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what seems to be on the surface, right now in this moment, all is well. So peace, be still. Something wonderful is happening. Everything is working for the highest good. Everything is working for your good. You now have the eyes to see it. You now have the willingness to seek it. I know this. I feel this. I give thanks for it. I allow it to be. Fully knowing that right where you are, God is. Fully knowing that right where you are eternally sourced, fueled, and funded, sustained, maintained, guided, moved, and led into ever greater and grander expressions of who and what you are, into ever higher levels of freedom, increased level of freedom, which does not come from the world, but which comes from within. I know this. I feel this. I let it be. So it is. So be it. Amen. Amin. Ashe. Aho. Hotep. Salam. Shalom. Hallelujah.